How do I live a life of significance and impact? How do I do that? Well, if you are asking this question, you are the right place. Because today, we are going to learn from one of the greatest teachers of all time. Stay tuned. Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact, and more. Join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Welcome back. Today we're learning from one of the greatest teachers of all time, basketball coach Wooden. John Wooden is widely regarded as one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. And who doesn't love basketball? I do. It's fun. Not only achieved he remarkable success on the court, but also he left behind a profound legacy of teaching life lessons. Wooden's teachings transcend the realm of sports, making him an ideal mentor for anyone seeking to live a significant life. And before we dive in, just make sure to download my free gift, my Unlock Meaning guide. Use the show notes below right here. Wooden's philosophy was rooted in his unwavering commitment to character, integrity, and personal growth. And he believed that true success was not solely defined by wins and championships, but rather by the relentless pursuit of one's best self. And that's what I love, and that's why I find Coach Wooden that fascinating. For Wooden, living a significant life meant striving to be one of the best versions of oneself in every aspect, both on and off the court. And for me, he is the ultimate model of success. In Coach's word, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort to become the best of which you are capable. So let's look at how Coach's seven life principles will enable you to live a life of profound meaning and satisfaction. His first principle is be true to yourself. And this is crucial for a significant life. And Coach Wooden taught us that being authentic and honest with ourselves is essential. To live a significant life, we must protect our integrity and reputation. Fooling ourselves is the biggest mistake we can make. Self-control and self-discipline are vital for success. They give us one the strength to overcome obstacles and stay true to who we are. Success isn't just about external achievements. No, it's not. It's about finding contentment within ourselves and making a positive impact on the world. And Coach Wooden reminds us to prioritize our own opinion of ourselves and not worry about others' judgment. You know, being true to yourself means embracing your strength, your quirks, and aspirations without seeking validation from others. Unleash your God-given potential and do great things in the world. Remember, you know the right thing to do. The challenge is to act on it. And living a significant life starts with being true to yourself. Embrace who you are and live with purpose and authenticity. His second principle was help others. Coach Wooden believed that true success is not just about personal achievements, it's about finding peace of mind through the knowledge that we have made efforts to become the best version of ourselves. And a significant part of that journey is helping others along the way. And as a Christian and a teacher, Coach Wooden viewed helping others as his life's calling. He believed he was born to influence and serve young people at UCLA where he was coaching basketball, which gave his life purpose and meaning. Coach wouldn't recognize that helping others often requires sacrifice and standing up for fairness, even if it comes at a personal cost. He understood that true greatness lies in lifting others up and allowing them to stand tall on their shoulders. People of true greatness are always eager to lend a hand to offer support and empower others. They don't seek recognition or credit. Their focus is on making a difference in the lives of those around them. Embracing the principle of helping others expands our impact beyond ourselves. It's about fostering a sense of compassion, empathy, and service in everything we do. Imagine a world where everyone strives to help others, where kindness and generosity are the guiding principles of our interactions. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positive change that transforms lives. Third principle was make each day your masterpiece. And his success was rooted in his meticulous preparation and his ability to extract the utmost value from every single day. He planned every practice session with precision, leaving no detail to chance. Just as Coach wouldn't emphasize the time we invest in preparation pays off in our daily endeavors. Wise teachers anticipate teachable moments and equip themselves to seize those opportunities. And Coach Wooden's philosophy revolved around the understanding that today is all we have control over. He believed that when we make the most of today, tomorrow automatically becomes better. And one of his players said that this philosophy permeated our experiences as players under Coach Wooden at UCLA. And you know, Coach Wooden emphasized that the keys to success lie in our effort and attitude, regardless of circumstances, we can choose to give our best and maintain a positive outlook. By doing so, we shape each day into a masterpiece. And Coach Wooden's philosophy extended beyond personal achievements. He believed that a perfect day is incomplete unless we extend a helping hand to someone who can never repay us. So, what does that mean? To live a fulfilling life, we must make wise choices in line with our values, use our time and resources effectively, and find joy in each moment and invest in the people around us to leave a positive impact on their lives. So take a moment each day to invest in thoughtful preparation. By planning and organizing your tasks, you set the stage for a day that is destined to be a masterpiece. And you know, it's about intentionality, crafting each moment to align with your goals and values. His fourth principle was the following: drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. A library of good books is like a collection of wise friends, shaping our lives profoundly. And books instruct, entertain, and impact us in powerful ways. Reading is an investment in personal growth. It expands your knowledge, sharpens your thinking, it makes you a wiser individual. And you know, the highest earning 10% of Americans dedicate hours each day to reading, broadening their understanding of the world. To make the most of our reading journey, here are some practical tips. Number one, schedule dedicated reading time each day, and preferably an hour or more if you can. Number two, choose books wisely, being discerning in your selection. Number three, keep books easily accessible wherever you go. Number four, interact with book actively, taking notes and reflecting on their content. Number five, surround yourself with good books at home, fostering a culture of learning. And you know, why not considering setting aside vacation time for a reading sabbatical? Share your reading experiences and apply what you learn in your life. Because expand your reading horizons and encourage reading in others. Reading is an enriching and learning-intensive activity, so embrace the opportunity to immerse yourself in the knowledge found within books. Coach Wooden's fifth principle was make friendship a fine art. And he understood the essence of friendship. It should never be taken for granted. Being a good friend means giving, sharing, and showing genuine concern for others. It's about protecting reputation and standing by their side. We have all experienced the impact of friendships, some uplifting, others draining. True friends build us up, inspiring and encouraging us to be our best selves. They bring out our strength and help us overcome challenges. Let's embrace the art of friendship, give of yourself, show genuine concern, and protect your friend's reputation. Surround yourself with friends who inspire and bring out the best in you. So let's embark on a journey of significant living through the fine art of friendship. Are you ready for his sixth principle? Build a shelter against a rainy day by the life you live. And you know, it's probably not a surprise, but life is filled with unexpected challenges. Yeah, we all have rainy days that can test our resilience. And Coach Wooden understood that the importance of strong values and character in making wise decisions during these difficult times. When the rainy seasons of life come pouring down upon us, it's our persistence and perseverance that provide the shelter and carry us through to success. These qualities enable us to weather the storm and emerge stronger on the other side. And Coach Wooden's emphasis on self-discipline is crucial in preparing for these rainy days. The virtue of self-discipline encompasses physical, spiritual, and financial aspects of our lives. By practicing good exercise and nutrition, we are better equipped, for instance, to handle physical challenges, be it in an accident, illness, or major dental procedure, for instance. Or cultivating spiritual discipline through prayer and scripture study helps us navigate spiritual crisis. And maintaining financial discipline empowers us to tackle economic hardships. And Coach Wooden's faith has always been a guiding force in his life. While he doesn't impose his beliefs on others, he always shared his convictions in a gentle and inspiring manner, igniting curiosity and prompting others to seek deeper understanding. And here is his seventh principle. Pray for guidance and counsel and give thanks for your blessings each day. Coach Wooden understood the power of prayer and gratitude. He sought guidance and gave thanks for daily blessings. We often overlook what we have while pursuing what we want, right? Coach Wooden reminded us to generally appreciate our blessings, our life, our nature's beauty, our loved ones, the beautiful view, the ocean, the birds singing, the present moment, our family, our loved ones. Gratitude brings happiness. It helps us find joy in simple blessings and shifts our focus from scarcity to abundance. And you know, Coach Wooden's faith was an integral part of his life, guiding his humble and grateful attitude. He believed in actively working towards goals and learning from setbacks. Beyond championships, Coach Wooden valued positively impacting his players' lives. His values emphasized character, integrity, and humility. So let's embrace prayer and gratitude on our journey. Seek guidance and be thankful for daily blessings. Let faith shape who you are and how you act. John Wooden's principles are timeless and universal, reminding us that living a life of significance requires courage, discipline, and compassion. Let's embrace the wisdom of Coach Wooden and embark on a journey of significant life. And leave a legacy like he did. So keep striving for excellence and make an impact in this world. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.